The other night I drifted nice, continental drifted by mountains, sit in a light, Leonard Bernstein, Leonard Brasnap, Lenny Bruce and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap, right?
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're glad you've tuned in for this final hour of America Now. As always, if you'd like to ask a question or join in the discussion, please give us a call at 800-259-5791. And now, here's your host, Barb Adams.
Well, there was a moderate earthquake this morning in central Oklahoma, and there have been a couple of aftershocks. And there's a lot of attention right now being given to the incoming asteroid, YU-55, which is going to make a near miss of both the Earth and Moon early next week. Occurring at the same time as the asteroid's incoming path is FEMA's first ever national test of the emergency alert system, which also seems to be coinciding with tsunami drills by UNESCO. Well, is all of this just coincidence, or is there something else going on that we need to be aware of? My final guest for this evening is John DiNardo. John's been studying ancient historical and modern scientific evidence regarding Planet X and believes we've not been told the truth. He's here tonight to discuss with me about what may be going on and share some evidence that may shed some light on what we need to know in order to prepare for upcoming global changes, which are obviously going on already. Welcome to America Now, John.
With you and your audience.
Yeah, let's start off with those earthquakes today in Oklahoma. I did my graduate work down there in Oklahoma. I'll tell you, that's not an area where you think about earthquakes. Tornadoes, yes. Earthquakes, no. And these were pretty shallow at 3 miles. Do you think it might have been fracking, or do you have an opinion on that one?
I've heard that fracking is causing a lot of this crustal disruption of the earth. So it could likely be that if it's a shallow earthquake. But, you know, on the larger scale of information we have, so we have a figurative mountain of evidence to indicate that the earth is being stressed right now as never before in recorded history. And I think we need to quickly run through the evidence, and I would like to give you a stripped down, very fast, highly abbreviated recitation of the evidence, because time is very limited, to show people that there's a foundational body of evidence to prove, to show us why all these natural disasters seem to be occurring, because there may be skepticism among people who believe that, well, the government is doing all this, and it's only the government because they want to foment war, but there's a much deeper reason behind it. So quickly, New York Times, 9th January, 1983, title of this New York Times article is Clues Get Warm in the Search for Planet X, by John Noble Wilford. I'm just going to read the first paragraph. Excuse me. Something out there beyond the farthest reaches of the known solar system seems to be tugging at Uranus and Neptune. Some gravitational force keeps perturbing the two giant planets, causing irregularities in their orbits. The force suggests a presence far away and unseen, a large object that may be the long-sought Planet X. And it goes on to explain how all the scientists within the federal government of the United States, NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, as well as collaborating scientists at universities, are all thrilled and excited to see the launching of the infrared astronomical satellite, which was specifically designed to discover this gravitationally tugging body, unseen but gravitationally felt body that was tugging at the outer planets. 11 months later, exactly, they heralded a discovery, the actual discovery of this planet, what they call Planet X, and what has been called by the astronomical community Planet X for the last 100 years, ever since 1900, when Percival Lowell set out to try to discover it through his Lowell Observatory in Arizona. So the name has been there for appended to this object for a long time. Quickly reading the headline from the Washington Post, front page, December 1983, after the IRAS, Infrared Astronomical Satellite, had discovered this huge gravitationally tugging body, the title of this front page article in the Washington Post is Mystery Heavenly Body Discovered, Possibly as Large as Jupiter, by Thomas O'Toole, Washington Post staff writer. Quote, a heavenly body, possibly as large as the giant planet Jupiter, and possibly so close to Earth that it would be part of this solar system, has been found in the direction of the constellation Orion by an orbiting telescope aboard the U.S. Infrared Astronomical Satellite. So that's all I'll read from that. But you see here, they're covering up the fact that they were searching for this, what they knew to be this Planet X. But now they're saying it is a mystery heavenly body. But obviously they're saying possibly as large as Jupiter. Well, it turns out this thing is larger than Jupiter. And this is what's causing all the problems, because that was 28 years ago when it was way out there, beyond the outer reaches of our solar system. Now, 28 years later, it has had that much time to accelerate toward its focus, which is the sun. Why would it be going toward the sun? Very simple. Gravity. When you release a rock from your outstretched arm, that rock will be drawn to that large object, which is attracting it gravitationally. That is the Earth's center of mass. Likewise, when a body such as this, estimated to be, right now, after all the evidence we have accumulated, estimated to be about, at least, conservatively, 1,000 Earth masses. This body is like a rock compared to the mass of the sun. The sun is 1/3 of 1,000,000 Earth masses. So you see, this smaller object, Planet X, is being drawn gravitationally to the sun. It's not going to hit the sun, but it will loop around it. And this is the reason for all of these natural disasters that we've been seeing. These inexplicable and irrefutable litany of earthquakes flooding all over the world. Hailstorms, hail the size of baseballs and sometimes even softballs. I have it all documented from videotaping the Weather Channel for the past 7 years. Record cold, record heat, tremendous temperature swings from 1 hour to the next, from 1 day to the next. Well, getting back to your question, what is going on? We know what's going on. We know the Earth is being traumatized both magnetically by this planet and its accompanying comets, and it's also being traumatized gravitationally. So this is why the government is involved in these drills, because it seems like we're getting close, the ramping up to the point where the tsunamis may occur, the earthquakes in the New Madrid area, and that's Oklahoma, seem to be ramping up. Yeah, the fracking is definitely causing it. Man is definitely one of the culprits in this explosion of natural disasters. And even HAARP, let's be frank. HAARP, this is the government's secret high altitude auroral research project.
Yep.
is with the magnetic antennas in Alaska, an array of huge antennas in Alaska, disturbing the ionosphere and causing an electrical capacitance effect between the ionosphere, which is the electrical.
Hold your thoughts there. Hold your thoughts, John. We're going to commercial break. All right. When we return, more about HAARP with John Nonardo.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I'm talking with John DiNardo now during this last hour of America Now. We're talking about all the changes that have been ongoing on planet Earth here, the floods and hurricanes and volcanoes, earthquakes and things. And we did have another earthquake today in Oklahoma. And there have been 192 quakes worldwide of 6.0 or greater, with 17 7.7 to 7.9 and 1 8.8 and 1 9.0. The USGS says this is way up above normal, because in a normal year, if you can call anything normal, 134 a year, with only 16 a year of 7.0 or greater. So we are seeing quite a bit of increase in all of this. So, John, we were talking about HAARP and its effects. HAARP obviously is going to affect the earthquake situations and other things, correct?
Yes. Nikola Tesla, the great genius, had introduced the concept of HAARP, and the government took it from him and began to exploit it. And yes, it's going to create earthquakes, because it affects the ionosphere. It causes a capacitance, electrical capacitance between the ionosphere and the Earth, and it takes advantage of that capacitance, that separation of charge between the layer of the ionosphere surrounding the Earth and the Earth itself, and discharges and magnetic effects can disrupt the crust of the Earth in that manner. So the government can take advantage of it, but that's only the secondary cause of all of these disasters. And I suspect nobody really knows, because nobody's at the very top of the National Security Agency that we know of who can explain why the government is using HAARP. I suspect that they're trying to, there's a couple reasons. One is that they want people to believe that those of us who study these disasters, they want us to believe that the government is doing it, because it would be so fearful to the public to believe that it's to know the truth, that it's actually natural disasters that are occurring by a force far greater and beyond, far greater than man himself, and beyond our planet is the source of these traumas that are afflicting Earth. They don't want us to know that, because what happens with the elite? What are they most fearful of? Losing control. They control the people when they keep the people in fear. When there is a greater fear that causes everyone, including the elite, to be in fear, then what happens to the control exerted by the elite? They lose all control, and the people flout their orders and disobey them. They may not pay their taxes. They may just say, we're not going to listen to you, we don't believe you, and now we're no longer afraid of you, government, because there's a greater power, and it's coming from the skies. See, they don't want us to know that. They will do everything in their power to make us believe it is them. So that's why we hear the evidence, which is true, that they are using HAARP to some extent to cause these disturbances, but it's a cover story. Another reason, someone told me, who works within some industry that studies his geological and oceanographic effects, this person told me that they actually create earthquakes at shallow levels because they're testing their underground facilities. They're very much afraid that they will not hold up. These underground facilities will not hold up under crustal stress that's coming from the heavens. And they're, of course, what would they be most afraid of? Being crushed underneath miles of rock. So what they're doing is generating earthquakes at those same depths in areas that are close by, or areas that are similar geologically at those depths, to see how the ground, to determine how well the ground holds up underneath the force of these earthquakes. So that's the second reason for them generating earthquakes by means of HAARP. Well, let's get to the real reason behind all this. Is forces, it's objects coming through the heavens that are exerting gravitational and magnetic forces on our planet. So what can we do? We have to, rather than try to overcome the skepticism that it would have existed widely 8 years ago when I was talking about this, and when I first began to talk about this, Mark Hazelwood had spoken about it, and his whole speech plan was to try to present evidence, and there is a mountain of evidence that this thing is coming in. There's prophecy, Bible prophecy. There's non-Bible prophecy from great psychics like Edgar Casey and Mother Shipton and Nostradamus. And a lot of people think these people, you know, are somehow evil, but, you know, there's a lot of non-biblical. God speaks to people in many different ways. Yeah.
John, there's even the ancient alien theorists who are out there saying Planet X is incoming. That's Nibiru to them.
That's right. So it's coming from all walks of life and all theories, all philosophical facets of our world. So rather than get into this long litany of evidence, which would take hours, and it's fascinating to get into it all, the ancient historical records of how this comet, this huge brown dwarf star on a cometary orbit, was drawn into our solar system the last time, and how periodic it is, how punctual and how predictable it is. It comes in every 36 and a half centuries to show the geological evidence, how the mountains were formed, according to the great theorist and Dr. Emanuel Velikovsky, who wrote the book, several books, Worlds in Collision, Ages in Chaos, etc. And he theorized the real reason how catastrophic principles upon which our world, our mountains were formed, and how the sea levels were shown to be much higher beyond, say, 4,000 years ago and further back. And now the sea levels have dropped because there was, as a ridge, a split in the earth, splits in the earth, such as the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, which open up and allow water to drain down, and thus the levels of water on the oceans and seas of the world can vary depending on these. With each catastrophic incursion, the earth goes through such trauma that water comes up from below the crust, below the seabeds, and water goes back down below the seabeds. In fact, in a science channel, I had just happened to be watching it one time, they stated this fact, that there is all the water on the earth, in every river, every lake, every ocean, every sea. If you take all the water in the world, there is 2 to 10 times that much water beneath the crust of the earth.
Hold those thoughts. Yeah, that is amazing. Hang your thoughts there, John. We will return with John DiNardo.
I tried to reach for you, but you have closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are talking about the earth changes that are ongoing as well as those that are yet to come tonight with my guest, John DiNardo. And John, I want to know, there's a lot of things that are going on and there are just volumes of information out there. But again, the changes are inevitable. They seem to be inevitable. What can people do to prepare for all of this? Or can we?
Yes, you can. Physically, what we must do is think about all the necessities that we need and also think about others, helping others. That's very important, too. But, of course, we need water. So what I do is I've been collecting all the empty milk bottles and juice bottles that from my family who would normally throw them away. I rinse them out with hot water and fill them up with tap water. I have many bottles of water stored in my basement. Also canned foods, canned sardines, canned salmon. Of course, nowadays with the radioactive oceans, I don't buy salmon and sardines anymore, but, you know, a lot of it comes from Alaska and in the northern waters, which are fairly clean. You can also get canned chicken meat, white meat chicken. I buy a lot of dried split peas, dried lentils, you know, in the bags, very cheap, and know how to mix various grains and legumes so that your body gets complete protein. That's very essential. If you look in the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 9, God tells us all of the grains and legumes to mix together to get complete protein to survive on. And those are, I can give you a quick way to memorize these so that you can stock up on these dried products and help to survive, keep your family and yourself alive. The two legumes would be beans and lentils, okay? So break it into groups of two, beans and lentils. The next group of two would be two common grains, wheat and barley. And finally, the last two grains would be spelt and millet. So that's MS for millet and spelt, WB for wheat and barley, and the other is B and L for beans and lentils. You combine those six, and you have complete protein, according to God's word in Ezekiel chapter 4. So that's one way to stay alive right there. Just stock up on food and grains, food and water.
John, I've got a question.
You can. Every bottle. I use even empty Listerine bottles, empty peroxide bottles, empty vinegar bottles, rinse them out real good, and fill them up with tap water. You can even drink that. You know, it's not the greatest water to drink, but you could stay alive on it. If you have a gravity-fed ceramic filter, you can just pour it through that filter, and water would be highly purified. So there's two ways to stay alive. Another is get silver germicides, because there's going to be pathogens that will be released. The Bible prophesies that there will be great plagues encompassing the entire world. So silver germicides are your best bet. I've gotten several brands just to make sure, and I use them overlappingly, so I may mix one silver product with another, but I put, you know, maybe some eyedroppers, 4, 5, 6 eyedroppers full of silver germicide into a gallon of my filtered water. And gradually over a period of time, myself and my family become strengthened. Our immune systems become strengthened because we're killing off the pathogens that are now afflicting us and strengthening us for the great hardships, the biological and germicidal hardships that are to come. So that's what you should do. Start taking germicides now. And the rest is pretty much common sense. You know, if you're going to get flooding, and look how many people around the world are being flooded out. In Genoa, Italy, just today on the Weather Channel, cars inundated, streets just flooded out. Like, it's like a city becoming a lake. And this phenomenon, this horrible phenomenon, has been occurring all over the United States. I have so many videotapes from so many places in the U.S., I can't even count them all. I mean, I have about 250 hours of severe weather reports that I've collected from the Weather Channel ever since 2004, and I stopped doing it because I spent too many hours of my life watching the Weather Channel. But what would you do with the flooding that's about to come? Well, we need protection. We need the proper wetsuits and, you know, rain gear. We need perhaps inflatable rafts. And we could all brainstorm about some of the things that we'll be needing to overcome these disasters. Earthquake. Okay, earthquake sensing is a very important pursuit. I try to start a website, and I have to revive this website. It's called quakesensing.org. It's still active. I checked it a couple of days ago. I mean, it still exists, but it's rather inactive. The whole concept of this website is to attract people, and maybe your program could help to do this with your listeners, where people can submit their observed experiences, their observations of earthquake warning signs, submit them to quakesensing.org. Contact the administrator there, because he's been inactive. And if he gets a lot of people contacting him and with signs of pre-earthquake signs, or even an interest in detecting earthquakes and maybe supporting him, because he's basically doesn't have any money. And the website is dead because of lack of funds. But we can save many lives if we could revive this website. Just go to quakesensing.org, contact whatever the webmaster's name is, and tell him that you want to help out. And even through PayPal on his website, you can donate $3, $5. You know, if hundreds of people did that, he could really get moving and get this thing going. We, for example, Tulsa, Oklahoma, earthquake, 4.7 magnitude just last night. I'm sure that people had sensed pre-earthquake signs yesterday and the day before. people living in the Tulsa area, there are signals, there are booms. Now, I'm in an earthquake area myself. I'm near the infamous Ramapo Fault in northern New Jersey that runs up through northern New Jersey all the way up into New York State. And I've heard numerous booms over the years. In fact, we had some sizable, well, enough to be reported. I guess they were two and a half, maybe three magnitude earthquakes, one of which actually vibrated the walls of the whole house. And they were reported in the local news. So, and I'm only about a mile or less from the Ramapo Fault. So I have to be very much attuned to this, these earthquake warning signs, such as animals becoming frenzied. You look outside, you see the squirrels, watch the squirrels, the chipmunks, even the domestic animals, the cats and dogs, when they start acting nervous and start running around. You know, in Italy, I was watching the Weather Channel, and they had a documentary about earthquakes in Italy. And these Italian ranchers and farmers were saying that when their animals, their sheep and goats, start acting frenzied and nervous and start making noise, they know is a possibility of an earthquake. So these are just simple people who understand how to predict earthquakes. This could save many lives. This is what we're talking about now is some of the most vital information that we could be discussing, because it can help to save lives. So look for animal activity. Jim Birkeland, the famous geologist who predicted the San Francisco World Series earthquake, Jim Birkeland studies...
Hold your thoughts there, John. We're going to commercial break again. We will continue with John DiNardo and earthquake safety prevention when we return.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at wisefoodstorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are down to the last segment here on America Now with my guest, John DiNardo. And John, I guess I want to ask you right now, basically, how do we tie all of this back together again? We've got YU-55 coming in, the asteroid, and even though scientists have assured us that this asteroid is going to obviously pass by and we're not going to have a problem with it, this is the second one again in recent history. We had YU-55 coming in now, but we also had 2011 MD back here in June. That was another close call. All of these things seem to be happening. Yes?
Barb, I'm back.
Oh, okay. All right.
I must have been talking for 5 minutes into a dead telephone. Where
you
did
were,
I leave
you
off?
Yes, you were. Well, what I was saying was basically this is the last segment, and pretty much I guess I kind of want you to tie it all together. We've got the asteroid coming in. We've got the FEMA alert thing happening, the tsunami drills, all of this stuff, and you did mention about Planet X, the preparations that we need to be doing. What's the future hold for us, John?
Where did I leave off? Because I don't know what to repeat and what not to repeat.
Well, we had pretty much finished off about the preparations. So really, since we're in this last segment, we only have a short time. Want you to tie it together.
Okay, we talked about personal preparations,
yes.
How we should have food, water, silver germicides, oil of oregano, stuff like that. You got all that, okay?
Yep.
And whatever you need to survive flooding and snowstorms and wind, that's another problem. But we'll get into that some other time, how you can protect your house from windstorms and your car from being demolished by massive hailstorms by golf baseball-sized hail, which occurs very frequently. So we got to talk about these things in the future because people care about what's going to happen to them, you know? But anyway, how do we tie it all together? Well, on a societal scale, what we can do is this. There's a tsunami that is bound to occur on the East Coast, and there's a tsunami that is bound to occur on the West Coast. I'm trying not to exaggerate. I'm trying to be honest and factual in what I'm saying. The reason there is I'll get real quickly because of the time limitation, but the tsunami on the East Coast will be generated, according to geologists who are stationed on the island of La Palma in the Canary Islands. They say a tsunami will be generated whenever that western flank of the Cumbre Vieja volcanic mountain slides into the ocean, it's disconnected. This half-trillion ton western flank of this volcanic mountain of and this island in the Canary Islands is about to slide off because it's disconnected into the ocean. And they say the landslide-driven tsunamis are many times greater in height than the typical undersea earthquake-driven tsunami, which we saw, the type which we saw around Christmas of 2004 in the Indian Ocean. That was a terrific tsunami, about 30 to 50 feet in height. However, this is going to be much higher because it's landslide-driven. All this half-ton, half-trillion-ton huge western flank of an ocean slides in, displaces far more water in its plunge than its actual volume. And as a result, it creates this huge tsunami. The first plop would be about two Empire State Buildings. And I'm underestimating. It's actually going to be larger than that, they say. But let's say at least two Empire State Buildings in height. Then it will level off and travel across the Atlantic Ocean at a velocity of a speed of 450 miles an hour, the scientists tell us. It'll reach New York City, Boston, Norfolk, Virginia, Miami, in about 8 hours. No one will have enough advanced notice to survive. Are you still there?
I'm here. I'm just wrapped with attention.
I have to say that because I get cut off. I'm talking to a dead phone for 5 minutes. I don't want that to happen again. So this is what the scientists tell us in this wonderful documentary from the BBC, British Broadcasting Network, TV, in this documentary showing the scientists who are studying this most intensely. And it's about to occur now. In fact, these scientists, Dr. Simon Day and Dr. Bill McGuire from University College London, have been warning. They're becoming frantic, actually, because the earthquakes are getting worse now in and around the island of El Hierro, which is south of La Palma in the Canary Island chain. And it looks like there's undersea bursting occurring and volcanoes erupting under the water and coming up close to the surface of the water surrounding that island of El Hierro. And we know that this disturbance is caused by a massive underground heating of the Earth's mantle, which is the mass of Earth that lies beneath the Earth's crust. It's called a mantle, and it's viscous, thick, molten rock and metals mixed. And that's bursting upward because the Earth's mostly molten iron core is being heated up by solar excitations, magnetically heating up the Earth's molten iron core, just like we heat up a plate of food, moisture-containing food, in a microwave oven. Inside that microwave chamber, electromagnetic waves are penetrating that food and causing the water to heat up. And if you ever put aluminum foil into a microwave, you know what happens, right? You've seen the sparks?
Not good.
Lots of sparks. Well, that's what happens to metal, that molten iron core of the Earth. So that's getting heated up in the same way that a microwave oven would heat up your plate of food. And the more that molten core heats up, the more it heats up the mantle surrounding it. The mantle is many hundreds of miles deep. And that mantle starts to flow just like heating up a pot of pudding. It begins to bubble and burst up, and steam vents come rising up from throughout the entire mantle, from the center toward the center of the Earth, up, rising up, and these plumes of gases begin to burst and press up against the underside of the Earth's crust, which forms the seabeds of oceans and land masses. So we see bursting coming up all over the world. And La Palma is also an extinct volcano. So the volcanoes are going to be the first places that start to erupt, the ones that have already erupted thousands of years ago. And that's what we can expect when this thing slides in. So how do we warn the people on the East Coast? Well, my idea was to start a network of emergency medical personnel through various internet social interactions, social networking, meetup groups designed for emergency medical personnel, emergency responder teams, firefighters. These are all people trained to deal with emergencies. They're most sensitive and most caring about emergencies. They're trained to deal with it and not to be afraid of emergencies. These are the people we have to reach through meetup groups, through Facebook, what else? Through Twitter, through blogs, and maybe you could suggest and think of other ways that we can interact socially on the internet to warn these people, to let them know the scientific proof that this thing is coming, so that we can warn people to get out of there. Now, we cannot wait for the tsunami to occur. I mean, millions of people will die on the East Coast. They'll die in a horrible way. They'll be jumping into cars trying to escape, and there will be absolute gridlock on the highways, on the roads. People will be stuck in their cars, not able to move, and this huge tsunami wave will come in and sweep them all away, and millions of people will be killed. So this is vital. Barb, I'd like to talk with you more about this in the future.
Well, John,
because this may be coming soon. So this is how we can warn people.
John, since we don't have much, we don't have much time left here. We're down to about 30 seconds. So how soon do you really think something like this is coming?
Only God knows, but it gets to, as you get closer and closer to the event, it looks like it could happen any day, because each day the earthquakes are getting worse and worse in the Canary Islands, and that tsunami is going to come, and the people in this documentary, they tell us, they're so frantic in this documentary, the scientists are saying nobody is being told about this because our criminal government doesn't want to disrupt the society. As a result, they're going to let millions of people be killed, who live in Miami, Boston, et cetera, all on the East Coast, all the way up from Canada, all the way down to South America, are going to be struck, plus England, Portugal. They're all going to be struck by the tsunami. So we've got to get social networking groups and try to work on this plan for alerting the people to flee.
We are out of time here, John, so I thank you for the information. All right, if you're out there listening to this, get out there on the internet and find out the information and spread the information. Also, want to quickly remind you, set your clocks back tonight. We're falling backwards. All right, for Barb Adams, America Now, talk to you next week. Good night, everybody.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.